This is a reading of the document titled Primary Source Analysis, Victory or Death Letter. It is a think, pair, share activity and is part of the Battles of the Texas Revolution lesson in the Texas Revolution Unit and was produced by Texas History for Teachers. This activity has three sections. They are background information, the text of the letter, and analysis questions. There are three total analysis questions for you to complete. Instructions. Think, pair, share exercise. On the second day, the Alamo defenders make their stand against the invading army of Santa Anna. William B. Travis writes a letter calling for reinforcements. Background. On February 24, 1836, Travis wrote his letter from the Alamo, also known as the Victory or Death Letter, which is one of Texas's best-known documents. The letter, calling for reinforcements, was carried by Captain Albert Martin of Gonzales. Martin actually adds to Travis's letter, saying, "When I left, there was but 150 determined to do or die tomorrow. I leave for Béjar with what men I can raise, and will be there Monday at all events." Letter text. Quote, "To the people of Texas and all Americans in the world, fellow citizens and compatriots, I am besieged by 1,000 or more of the Mexicans under Santa Anna. I have sustained a continual bombardment and cannonade for 24 hours and have not lost a man. The enemy has demanded a surrender at discretion, otherwise, the garrison are to be put to the sword, if the fort is taken. I have answered the demand with a cannon shot, and our flag still waves proudly from the walls. I shall never surrender or retreat. Then I call on you in the name of liberty, of patriotism, and everything dear to the American character, to come to our aid with all dispatch, victory or death. William Barrett Travis, Lieutenant Colonel Commandant." Unquote. Analysis questions. Here are the questions for this activity. If you are providing written answers to them, remember to provide your teacher with your name, class or period, and the date. I will read each question two times. Question 1. What does Travis mean when he writes, quote, "The enemy has demanded a surrender at discretion, otherwise the garrison are to be put to the sword, if the fort is taken," unquote. Support your response with evidence. Repeating question 1. What does Travis mean when he writes, "The enemy has demanded a surrender at discretion, otherwise the garrison are to be put to the sword if the fort is taken"? Support your response with evidence. Question 2. Based on the information in the second paragraph, what is Travis willing to do? Repeating question 2. Based on the information in the second paragraph, what is Travis willing to do? Question 3. What was Travis's overall tone in this letter? Repeating question 3. What was Travis's overall tone in this letter? This concludes the activity Primary Source Analysis, Victory or Death Letter.